Hey everyone, welcome back. NFL Network headquarters, here we are, and we're with Rhett Lewis. He is the host of Path to the Draft. You can catch Path to the Draft weekdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, leading into Total Access. You guys, Rhett, you guys have a ton of fun doing that show, don't you?
We do. We have a blast. We've got some, fantastic, obviously, in my opinion, maybe a little biased, but the best draft experts in the business here. Daniel Jeremiah, Bucky Brooks. We essentially challenge them to do a mock draft every hour. And so you get one essentially every day. They're not as big of fans of them as maybe you or I are. But we enjoy breaking it down on Path. We have a ton of fun.
And to catch the news and notes from that, it's at Rhett NFL, right? So after you do a show, you get on Twitter and you might tweet some cool things that you hear, right?
Now that's Rhett with an H. Now you may not know that all my family, by the way, my dad's side of the family, from Redwood County, Minnesota.
No way.
Yeah. About a couple hours southwest of Minneapolis.
Okay.
Been to Mankato many times, training camp a couple of times. So a lot of Vikings fans on my side of the
family.
You
dropped that on me during the interview. We didn't talk about that before.
I know, man. Yeah. All right. I used to go back every summer, measure my height in the cornfield.
Okay. Man. Awesome. Yeah. So you're going to have maybe a little more Vikings knowledge than we would have expected.
We'll see.
Might keep their eye on them.
Yeah.
Before we get into 2017 draft, because you guys have been talking a lot about that, let's look back on the last few drafts that we've had. Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman stockpiling a little bit on defense. Anthony Barr, Eric Kendricks, Trey Waynes, Danielle Hunter, find in the third round. Any observations from you on those players so far in the early part of their career?
Well, you just hit it right there. I love the UCLA combo. I love what Anthony Barr and Eric Kendricks give the Vikings. But Danielle Hunter was one for me growing up in New Orleans, and my sister went to LSU. And so being around and kind of hearing her talk and go to all the games and hearing how much people were excited to see what he was going to be able to do at the pro level, because we weren't quite sure, we never quite saw the full potential while at LSU, right? It was a little raw coming in. And now to see him really coming into his own and maybe jumping into a starter's role for the Vikings here. I know, obviously, with Brian Robinson out there as well, I've got a nice rotation, and that's a bit of a luxury to have, right? But also, you mentioned Trey Waynes. You throw Mackenzie Alexander in there as well, and you've started to build some young depth. And then re-signing Terrence Newman kind of allows some of that depth to continue to grow. So, if I'm a Vikings fan, I'm really excited about not only the now of the defense, but the future.
You know, running back it's a position that in some ways has been devalued, because you're not seeing the top guys get paid as much. But in other ways, look at the Patriots and the Falcons. They've had, like, between those two teams, both played in the Super Bowl, they've got, like, five really good running backs. So, in a way, you still need some good running backs. This seems like a pretty good running back class.
I know you guys just picked up Latavius Murray.
Yes.
But LeGarrette Blount's still out there. You know, if you need a bigger back, if you need a bruiser out there between the tackles. And we're actually having a chat on Path to the Draft, coming up this week about, looking at running backs that were taken in the first round. So let's go back to the playoffs this year. Look at all 12 playoff teams. How many running backs, let's say lead running backs for those teams, were drafted in the first round?
I'm going to guess not many.
One.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Elliott was a rookie with the Cowboys. Otherwise, you've got maybe one or two day two guys and the rest day three running backs. So they're available out there, and especially this year in this class when we could see three guys go in the first round, maybe four if Alvin Kamara sneaks into the first or Christian McCaffrey in the back half. I mean, I think we're set at Leonard Fournette and Dalvin Cook for sure in the first round. But, the depth of this class is as good as we've seen in maybe a decade or longer or more. And so I think this is an opportunity, despite picking up a Latavius Murray and still having a Jerick McKinnon and a Matt Asiata, this is the year to go ahead and double down.
Yes.
And pick up a back as well. I would not be surprised to see the Vikings do that.
Yeah, and maybe in some of those mock drafts you get the guys to do on Path to the Draft, they'll have Rick trading up into the first round. How about that?
That's an excellent idea. And you know what? That's a subject I can broach with Charlie Casserly, because he is a big fan of the mock draft trade. So I'll bring that up to him. All right? And then you and I can get back together and we can talk about
Sounds good to me. We'd love to come back out here. Thanks for letting us into your guys' studios. We're having a blast.
Hey.
You can catch Rhett Lewis and the crew Path to the Draft weekdays, 6 Eastern, leading into NFL Total Access. For more from us from NFL Network headquarters, make sure you stay tuned to Vikings.com. Thanks, Rhett.
Love it, man.